Welcome to KV, the best podcast in the world. Come on! We back! Get me! Hearing all these dead podcasts, bruv. Only one I really rate is Mike Tyson's one, you know. I don't really rate none of them other podcasts, bruv. No disrespect, everyone's doing their thing. Man are doing their thing, man are doing better than me. That's cool, calm. That's all collected. Yeah? Man understand that. Yeah, and man know man's got to work harder. Man keep dropping it every 4 months and blah, blah, blah. Man know that. Yeah, man know all this. Man know man has to tell me this. One thing about me, yeah, even if I'm messing up, man know I'm messing up, yeah, and man know what to do, yeah, but just give man time. Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that little hiccup there. But you get what I'm saying? Yeah? Man, know the recordings on KV, hashtag KV, hashtag KV. There's bear been going on, you know. Hey, there's bear been going on, you know. Bruv, I'm just shaking my head. Like, man's gonna record a recording. And film it and pull it up. We're gonna do a couple a year, see how it goes, and then I'll mix it in with this. But I'd like you to see the recording, cause I ain't gonna go on no other sort of way. It's just me. I'm just gonna be doing whatever I'm doing, like I'm doing now. You get me? So you might be able to see all the antics that's going on right now, cause right now I'm moving my hands sick, cause you lot can't see. You get what I'm saying? And I'd like you to see that. But, might go viral. Might go viral, cuz. Yeah? Cuz flipping. Man are just sitting in chairs and that. Long. If they was recording me, I'll just be me. So whatever has to get said, has to get said. Whatever has to get reenacted, has to get reenacted. But I ain't reenacting it. KV, the best podcast in the world. Don't piss me off. This is like the first part of two parts of KV. The second part will be, I'll have a guest on, Joshua Aragon. You man know him by zero F's given. Also, so that will be a nice little get together, a little debate on certain things, and I thought it would be nice to include it in KV, you know. Again, next time I record, I ain't gonna say next week, because boy, you get me? Boy, you know that ain't coming. But still, even when I do leave it, look, you can see I'm trying to switch it up. I ain't going straight into it. I'm talking to you, man, just how they try and do on the podcast. Man's trying to pattern it different, guys. Yeah? Man's trying to pattern it different. Yeah? Just allow me and just... because I'm bare man of complaining. Swear down. Yeah, if you man hashtag KV, man will be able to see what man are saying and rare, and blah, blah, blah. But bare man are complaining. Saying, boy, drop the ting. How come you ain't dropped the ting? Boom, 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 boom. You get me? But yeah. And I don't know why I ain't doing it as well. But still, hear this. Hear my little squeeze. Yeah? Man have to gather some sort of... do you get what I'm saying? Things have to be going on. Give it a month or so and let things rustle through the Premier League. Certain man lose. Tottenham. Yeah, right? Couple things go on and rare. Let things manifest. Then man can drop the KV again. But man can't be doing KV every week. Man, there's nothing going on for that. For week to week, nothing ain't really going on. Once every 6 weeks, you might get a major news. Do you get what I'm saying? So that's my little squeeze on why the KVs don't drop regular. Do you get what I'm saying? But yeah. Like I said, I know what I gotta be doing, and man are taking baby steps towards doing it. Man ain't gonna say, yeah, next week, yeah. And you get me? I'm saying man are taking baby steps towards making it more like them other man's there, because man, I got to fit into the. There's nothing I can do. I can't do nothing different and say, yeah, boom, I'm going to go this way and everybody has to follow me. That ain't going to happen. Do you know what I'm saying? I've got to follow them, man, and try and compete against them and So my package, yeah, has to be in line with every one of them and just then compete. Content, blah, 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 guests and and blah, blah, blah. Do you get what I'm saying? Content and all that, I ain't got a problem with. It's just the whole swearing part and blah, blah, blah. And I'm rattling on right now, but I'm just trying to show you and just bring you in on this little intro here and tell you it's a part one of two. There'll also be, like, I was sitting down thinking and saying, rah, let man get, you get me? Let man get flipping more into this and mix it up. So they're going to be like, a donkey of the day. Yeah. We're going to hashtag that donkey of the day KV. Yeah. Or donkey of the episode. Or donkey of the month. Or prick of the month. Do you get what I'm saying? Something we're going to throw in there. In the flipping part two. Along with the guests. Mix it up a little bit. Have a little bit of banter and all that. And we're still flinging the questions beforehand in part one. Do you get me? Welcome to KV, the best podcast in the world. Another thing. Oh shit, why did I say that like that? Man's tongue was just out for no reason and man sounded foreign. Another thing, yeah? Bruv, retweet my things, innit? Nah, fuck off, bruv. Beat that if you want to beat that. I don't give a shit. And beat that too, yeah? But you might need to flipping retweet my thing. Bruv, are you mad? Because hashtag KV, yeah? Yeah? I beg you, man, hashtag KV. And little quotes and all that, rare. And don't let me ask you, man, again, cuz. Otherwise, man, we just stop doing the thing, cuz. Because you, man, are getting content, yeah? And flipping, I'm not seeing no retweets and that. There ain't no man giving content like me. Put the thing out, couple man are saying something, and rare. I'm looking at the in-depth in views, and rare, blah, blah, blah. And the retweets to the views ain't push plot making no sense, cuz. You man are taking me for some dickhead cuz. Come on, man. Serious. That's what I'm trying to say. You man start retweeting the thing, man get gassed and all that. You get me thinking, rah. Man can actually do this thing. Sorry about that again. But if you get a recording on this, you be catching jazz. We'll also be introducing to KV. Clown of the Month. That will be on part two. And debated who should be clown of the month. Blah, blah, blah. Hashtag KV, hashtag KV, hashtag KV, hashtag clown of the month. Roll the music.
Welcome back from the intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision.
Maynard Bassett's soft jelly fizzy fish. Wavy. Welcome to KV. In line with shooting defense. The best podcast in the world. I can't tell me nothing about chewing. But them man are smoking on the flipping thing and chatting to you, man. Hi. And you man are taking them serious. You're a fucking arsehole, cunt. Hey, what I'm trying to say. Hashtag KV. Hashtag KV. Hashtag KV. Simple. Here we go. I swear by to tell the truth and nothing but the truth and give it to you how I feel. Let's go. There was a debate on Twitter about who is the best striker in the Premier League. No, wait a minute. Let me read that again. Sure. That's what I'm trying to say, you know. Do you get me? When it's off the dome, it's all blessed. You get me? But when the things come in front of you, say, man, never done school too good. Do you get what I'm saying? A man's recording it and doing it. Schoolboy tinkers. Anyway, there was a debate on Twitter about who was the best ever Premier League striker. Some said Henri, some said Aguero. Take one of these sweets, cause you men are some arseholes, cause. Who is the best Premier striker ever, in your opinion? Alan Shearer. You man can't say nothing to me. You man can't tell me nothing. You man can't tell me nothing. Alan Shearer. Simple. Man gonna finish this week. Think about it. Just think about it. Who's top of the list of goal scoring? Man's idols here, right, and all that in the Prem team, but if we're talking realness and facts, like I'm always saying, man talks of realness and cool. It's calm, it's facts that my man's the best. There's no ifs or buts or in betweens, or man's gonna try and put Van Nistelrooy or Van Persie or whatever, Aguero and Henri, all them man below my man. And table and facts talk that and say that. So man can't argue with the facts. Even though man's idols here, right? I don't know Henri in this thing. Or Aguero. My thing's here, right? Alright, then man might score more goals than Aguero, but my finishing man was here, right? But if we're talking facts and realness, then man often can't look past Shearer, cuz come, man. Remember when Shearer was at Blackburn? Listen. Those who can't remember, let me tell you, yeah? Every week he was on job. Yeah? No riffraff. Every week. He came out, number 9, bang, goal, celebration, arm in the air, bam, running. Am I lying? If you're listening with your mate, look at him, am I lying? You man both are going to say no, if you man can remember that era. Alan Shearer. You man must be dead because you probably can hear like whips or something in the background or doors closing or whatever. Man's in flipping, man's got a little man cave, so man's at the back of the flipping garden, yeah, recording the ting, and it's my little office that I'm doing the ting from, so you might hear a little now and again or whatever, you get me? Idiot ting, but yeah. Man just being real, as everybody is. Nah, but he did that. So question one was, who is the best Prem striker ever in your opinion? And I'll say Alan Shearer for the reasons that I gave you just then. Question two, Who is the better Prem striker, Henry or Aguero? Nah, you might not ask for my opinion. I'm going to give you my opinion. And I'm talking as striker. Like, striker. Like, man, know the guy now. On a Saturday, yeah? Or midweek, or whenever the guy now. But man, know the guy now, and they're striking. Simple. They know their job is just striking. Do you get me? And we're talking like striker and finishing. I'm going to go for Aguero. Because I'm not into the riffraff. I'm into the tucking and running away. I'm not into the flipping outside of this and whatever. Man's just banging in the goal. Do you get what I'm saying? Top, just... Like, any striker would just understand what I'm talking about. Man's just talking, yeah? There ain't no riffraff, no in-between, no nothing. Man's just talking. And the way man slaps, he slaps it in. And do you get what I'm saying? You get me, though? That's for me. Same way Alan Shearer was. There's no riffraff. No fancy thing on all them, all of that. Man was just slapping the ball in the net. Do you get what I'm saying? Similar to why my idol was Ian Wright. Maybe it all stems from then, so anyone along them lines there, I take two more. So it's just my opinion. Henry, you can give reasons why as well. Do you get what I'm saying? But for me, I'm going to say Aguero. Welcome to KV, the best podcast in the world. Hashtag KV, comment, hashtag, leave hashtags, retweet, fave, all of that. Question three, what do you make of Rashford's form? Is he good enough to be a central striker? My opinion, no. I'm going to tell you straight up and down. Simple. Yeah? And send this link to him. Yeah? And if you don't want to send the full link, just crop it out, edit, and just send him this part. Because you're not menacing enough, cuz. Simple. Man ain't scared of you. You get what I'm saying? Man's in hotel rooms with bling on, talking crap. Man don't even know what you're talking about. You're just talking. Some foolishness, cuz. Man ain't shook at you, cuz. And I'm not saying that in a hating way. I'm saying it as, them man ain't scared of you, cuz. This is the reason why. Them man who just got promoted, they'll come to your ground and be like, boy, I ain't really, he's fast, but boy, you hear me? I don't see him tucking on MOM on Match of the Day and all them things that... Do you understand what I'm saying? Man ain't scared of you. I'ma just tell it how it is. I'm like, listen, don't bring me into it. This is my podcast. Whenever man chat about you lot and whatever, yeah, you man don't bring them into it. So just allow my thing, yeah, let me do this podcast thing, yeah, and pattern my thing, and let me get my views across and opinions across, and yeah, you can comment on what I'm saying and blah, 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 blah. But I beg you don't say, oh, your career, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, because half you man can't tell me nothing. Simple. I'm not talking Rashford. I'm talking man who be in the comments talking on Rashford's behalf. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that man with a pattern their KV. Man's going to pattern it right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not having no mockery, cuz. Simple. No mockery on my team. Man's doing a podcast. Man's commenting how they want to comment. And man's explaining how they want to explain it. I feel say it's good enough when man break it all down and get the edit and listen to it first. I'm sending it out. If you need me to explain anything, I'd explain it. But this is how I'm getting it across. Man ain't scared of you. Them defenders ain't scared of you. They don't care. Simple. Yeah? They don't care. Simple. Like I said, man who just got promoted will come to your ends and just be like, boy, he's fast, but do you get what I'm saying? If man can cope and man can and my teammate can flip in kind of cover now and again, I can probably do this. You go missing for 40 minutes and this, that and the other, they get a little confidence and boy, they're on this thing at Old Trafford. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's how the team runs. You gotta gather momentum and a little reputation and right now you're just on the gram, cuz, and snap, chatting, cuz. You get me? Man, I don't even know what you're chatting about, but you're just chatting. Do you get what I'm saying? Man are laughing at you and all of that. Well, them man are laughing at you, because I don't find it funny. Yeah? But man are laughing at you. Laughing at you. Now, you can take this and say, shut your mouth, Leon, you're an idiot, blah, 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 this, that, the other, blah, 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 all that, but if you take it for what I'm saying, brother, or if you Rashford fans take it for what I'm saying, let him bang 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 and you see what's going on. Momentum carries, cuz. Then man starts saying, rah! Man at home on Friday night, defenders are at home on Friday night, guy at Old Trafford's the next play thinking, boy. It's long. Right now, they're calm in the hotel Friday night. Calm! Calm! Cup of tea, everything. Biscuit, feet up with flip-flops, sliders, everything. Calm! And that's what needs to change. That's what needs to change. Man needs to bang, bustle down a couple man, boy! Outside of the box, boy! Inside of the box, talk! Header, why? Then man start thinking, bro, man can do it all! You know how it goes already? Media jump on the thing, man on the net start trying shit! And don't think these footballers don't look at social media, they're on it. They got nothing better to do. They ain't doing nothing really too tough. They got to train, go home, train, travel. Why are they travelling? On social media. They might not fave the ting. I know you might listen to my ting. And you might hate on the ting. And whatever in this, that and the other. Or I'm talking about your brethren. Brethren means friend. Yeah. So you don't really want to retweet the ting. But I don't really care, cuz. Because that's how my thing's going to run. Some people's going to upset, man. Some people it ain't. Some people are going to laugh. Some people are going to laugh on the TL. Some people are going to laugh closed behind closed doors. But I'm at it. You get me? I'm at it. Hashtag KB. Hashtag the best podcast in the world. What do you make of Hudson Odoi? Odoi? Odu? Odoi? Whatever, bruv. What do you make of Hudson, my man, being paid $120,000 a week? What do you mean? What... That's the neighbour's dog, bruv. Hear him. He's chatting shit all the time as well. You know, you got that dog. Oh, man. Like, when man get on the, when man get flipping, do a video and record KV, yeah, I'll show you. Because I'll be in my little man cave where I do the little audio and that. Yeah, I'll show you. The house that I'm talking about, where the dog is. I feel like just throwing over some. Get me? Anyway, boom. Nah, I'm playing. Don't, because I don't want no animal rights thing on the thing. I'm playing around. I'm playing. Man ain't gonna do nothing. Dog. Right, he didn't say nothing this time. Usually when man. Waste money, must be drinking or something. Listen, anyway. What do you think of Hudson Odoi, Odoi, being paid 120 grand a week. But what do you mean? What do I make of it? Fair play if you can. Listen. At the end of the day, it's a business. At the end of the day, it's a job. At the end of the day, you've got to look after yourself. It's a short career. This is to all the footballers. Not the only ones on 120 a week, yeah, 120 grand a week, but they're also the ones on £120 a week, yeah? Also, you lot, enjoy it, bruv. Do you get me? Get what you can out of it, enjoy it. Do you get what I'm saying? Because before you know it, it's over. See him, that's him there, done. Pisses me off, bro. Yeah? Right? And like, the house is not there, it's far, but you can just hear him, cuz. He's just there, like, all the time. But anyway, yeah, like I was saying, it's a short career. A very, very short career. Yeah? So get out whatever you can. Get out whatever you can. But if they offered me 120 a week and I weren't playing, are you alright, cuz? I am on it. Sitting on the bench in the jacket, gloves, leg warmers, trainers, so the boots, you know, you're in your boots and flipping, your foot gets cold in the leather. I don't know why. But if you're in trainers, it's bliss. Yeah, I'm in my trainers, my boots in my hand, my shin pad tucked in my boots. Yeah. And I'm just sitting about, cuz, until they say, listen, this can't work no more. And, do you get me? 120 grand a week! You man, I stayed at Chelsea, I'm smoking some different gear, mate. Mad. That's what I make of it. It's mad. He's not, where is my man? Like, where is he? Do you know what I'm saying? Where is he? Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Welcome to KV. The best podcast in the world. Hashtag KV. Hashtag KV. Hashtag KV. Simple. Yeah? How about Phil Jones being caught on camera saying sacked in the morning? Hey, listen. Hey, now, I tweeted that, yeah. I quote tweeted that. Right, if you go back on my Twitter, yeah, if you go back, what's my Twitter name? This is what I'm trying to say. I should have this written down if I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? But man know this. Do you get me? And man will take steps towards doing the right thing. But yeah, if man who know this, know my Twitter anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? If you don't know it, just go and Google and hashtag Leon Knight Twitter and then man will just come up. Yeah? But right now, if I tell you, and it's wrong, man, he's going to go and get all the ratings and that's long because I don't really know it off by heart like that. Even though I'm on it every day. But yeah. How about Phil Jones being caught on camera saying, sat in the morning, bruv? When I saw that. And when I quote tweet something or I tweet something, I wait for a little bit to see what's going on or what's people saying or whatever. Yeah? I see a couple of men say, yeah, this him saying, that's what he's saying. Sat in the morning. Listen, that is my kind of, you man was taking the all facial memes of Phil Jones cancelled. Simple, yeah? Cancel them now. All of them off the net now. Whoever controls the net, get them off the net now. Yeah? Because he has to get different ratings right now because that banter is banter. Are you mad? Then you got one of the top men rolling back to you saying this and shut your mouth. You're on camera, cuz. Shut up. You get me? When I rewinded it again and I saw it, I was thinking, nah, no way. Rewinded it again, I was like, oh my God, because he's actually saying sat in the morning. Now he's got a gold face. Oh, they got a subscribe in the morning, cuz. How many goals do you think Lukaku will get this season? Boy, Sermon ain't gonna like what I've gotta say. But, like I'm saying, facts. Man can talk memes and make up memes. Really, I think it was a conspiracy, guys. Yeah? Mad conspiracy against my man, Lukaku, and to get him out. Then, man, they didn't think he was gonna plan and go like it did. All of a sudden, Lukaku's in Tim's, in memes and all of that. Because really and truly, when you check the facts and the stats, yeah, my man's always bang goals. Because even like United, what did he bang? It was a decent record. If you really check it. Yeah? There's enough strikers out there without that record. Yeah? Who's getting props? And this, that, and the other. We ain't got memes about them and this, that, and the other. Blah, blah. And man can say, oh, he's touch and this, that, and the other. But right now, yeah, you've got a couple man who can do a couple step overs and this, that, and the other. But no one's scared of them and they're not banging. A man is scared of Lukaku, just point blank, period. You can banter all of me once, yeah, and this, that, and the other. But man are scared of him. Yeah? Whether it's just presence or whatever, man are scared of him. Simple. So there's the advantage there you lot are going in with. Yeah? And you catch Lukaku on a mad day, and by his record, his bad days are few and far between. Yeah? Go check his stats even now. He's at Inter. What's he paying? Four, five? Four, scored three? But you man were bantering him, cuz. Now you man are saying, boy, we ain't got a striker. And so you say, we're going to have to bring man from the flipping youth. And this is the way man's doing it. And rare, and trying to convince and black and go on like, say, you lot are on this thing. But it's true, say, you lot can't buy no one. Or nobody even wants to come to you, man. I don't know. You get me? But right now, you lot are scrambling. Facts. Facts. Martial ain't cutting it. Rashford ain't cutting it. Lingard ain't cutting it. None of them are cutting it. Facts. Right now, James is doing more than them, man. Like, facts. Is his name James, the one that went from Swansea to flipping James or whatever? Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? This is how KV is, if you're hearing this for the first time. It ain't script written, no. We don't really do none of that. It comes across better and more genuine when you're doing it. You hear when you hear man doing the podcast and everything's right. Man gets stats right. Man don't even have to think about it and this, that. Long. Do you get me? Long. This is how we do it. This is KV. In line with shoot the defense. The bed. Why does man always get that wrong? Every single time, brother. And I've done 3 minutes of the flipping recording. And I can't delete it, so it's just live now. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Batastuta said that during his playing career, his legs were in so much pain that he felt like cutting them off. Which players do you remember playing through pain barrier more than they should have? My man didn't look like he was playing through no... I'm going to be real with you. My man didn't look like he was playing through no pain. Pain? Man was all celebrating, gun celebration on the floor, bending his knees and all that. What pain are you in, cuz? Yeah, Bastille might be chatting, you know. Gabriel might be chatting, you know, cuz. I swear down. Who's that? Bastille might be chatting, you know. Kick the ball bare hard. Look at my legs hurting now. Would have made more sense if he said after his playing career done, his legs was hurting him. I don't believe that properly. During his playing career, the man said. He said. But I don't know, no man was really playing for no. They was all chatting shit in my era. Man weren't really playing with nothing. A little strained ankle or something. Oh, Marvin Andrews. I remember them saying when he was at Rangers, he broke his Achilles and played. Don't know if it was the rest of the game or season or whatever, but he played, regardless of what. Man, break his Achilles or his Achilles snaps or whatever. Man ain't meant to be playing now. So man have to question whether the Achilles actually snapped. Man need evidence, and it was a while ago. So then man could have done a little fraud thing. Yeah, because man didn't have the net. But man need the scans and all that, bruv, man. Because that sounds very wild. But that was about it. But Marvin's my brethren. Brethren means friend. Marvin's my mate. Like, come on, man. I've already banned him about this. Do you get me? I told him, he said he was praying to God. Bruv, I said, listen, bruv, right now. Yeah. Me and him, we was at Hibernian. Not Hibernian. Flip. We was at flipping Hamilton. Yeah? Hamilton Academicals. Or whatever they're called, yeah? Yeah? We was there anyway, yeah? And man got along with him very, very well. So don't think I'm dissing him, because man love Marvin. And it ain't a dissing thing. And I bantered him about it already. So me bantering that ain't going to be no surprise to him. He ain't going to think, oh, man's doing me dirty on the podcast. They ain't going to think like that. Because it wasn't even a private joke. I told him in front of the whole changing room. You get what I'm saying? I need evidence, cuz. What is this? You hear me? Man said he snapped his Achilles and played on. I think it was... He prayed and then picked it like, come on, God must have... Fam, you know how long man's been praying for the lottery, cuz? Can't take them things there serious. I told him anyway. Do you get me? And he's telling me I need Jesus. Maybe I do, cuz, but I also need them scans to tell me that your thing was snapped and then you went on and played, cuz. Facts. Leo, what do you think? Sorry, what do you make of celebs wanting to be known as they, not he or she? Like I keep saying, yeah. I don't know what's wrong nowadays. That everybody wants to be different and everybody feels like they're different and blah, blah, blah. I don't understand. Yeah. And these don't let me offend anybody. These are just my opinions. Maybe there might be a joke here or there or whatever. But don't take it too personal where you're going to be writing in and commenting and da, 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 and doing all this and putting rainbow signs on my thing and doing all that. Yeah. Man's just having a little joke. Man's from an era where man jokes. Man from Bernie Mac era. Frederick Entertainer and Eddie Griffin era. You man don't know about them comedians there, cuz. Them comedians, they didn't give two shits. Do you get me? Have to keep it real, cuz. He's nuts. If he was a kid, then they need slapping man. Just box them in there. I'm playing, guys. I can't even say that now. But yeah, that's the era man's in from. You hey. Ever watched the Bernie Mac show? Ah, man, anyway, yeah. Man's from that era there. So don't take it too serious. Just, you get me? Ride along with the podcast. Everyone gets bantered and this, that, and the other. Like I said in part two, that would be my first guest, Joshua Arrogant. He's usually ranting on his snap. I told him to hold the rant and drop it on my ting. He was like, all right, cool, calm. You get me? So we're going to record that later on today and drop that to you later on today. Facts! But like I was saying about this wanting to be known as they, Come on, man. Like, what are we trying to teach people? Like, what are we trying to teach our kids out here, bruv? Do you know what I'm saying? They're just confusing up the people's head, like... Sorry, there's something stuck in my mouth. We're just confusing up the kids' them head, bruv. Like, what? Like, all banter aside, like, what are you trying to achieve here? Because every man don't feel like this. All of a sudden, out of the blue, man's feeling different. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. It's just foolishness, bro. Like, listen, each to their own, bro, and do whatever you want and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. But same way you like, you lot are doing what you want, please respect what I'm talking about. And whatever, man ain't jumping on your thing and going, you shouldn't be this, and blah, blah, blah. So don't come on my thing and say, I shouldn't be saying, I'm not cussing or going on any sort of way. I'm just saying, come on. Like, really, though. Like, what are we trying to do? What are you, what is this? Do you get what I'm saying? Either you're a he or she, like, what is this, bruv? What are you doing? Do you get me? If the thing weren't meant to go the way it's meant to go and the way I'm telling you it's meant to go, he, she. He is meant to be with she. He gets she pregnant, populate, expand. World keeps going round. We do our thing. Now, no disrespect, but he and he can't do that. You man can say, blah, 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 well, he can adopt. All right, cool. But who has to keep producing the things? Ain't it he and she? So take out he and she and then we'll see how many times you can now adopt the same you. Come on, man. This is dumb, brother. You lot are, like, what is this? Do you get what I'm saying? You know what? I don't even know, bruv, like... Oh, by the way, this is hashtag KV, in line with Shooting Defense, the best podcast in the world. I tried to style it in line the best. Hey, listen, like I'm saying, come on, man, I have to split that little bit up with a little bit of laughter, because, boy, come on, man. You get me? Personally, it's foolishness. To me, it's foolishness. End of story. And like I was saying about Lukaku, all the Tim's banter and memes and all of this now, yeah, I didn't see no one mocking his stats and all of that at them times. I didn't really see that. I might have saw one or two things, but I didn't really see that. Pushed to a front going, yeah, look at this, boom, boom, boom. Not like the Tim's one. You man was rinsing at the Tim's, even I use the Tim's. Me. Yeah? But when you check out facts, his record ain't bad, cuz. It ain't bad. Like, you lot could do with him now. 100% do with him now. 100% do with him now. Tim's and everything. He could be wearing 5 pairs of Tim's, you lot can do with him now. Yeah? Cuz man are scared of him and that brings order that man can, yeah, now concentrate and talk. Battling with a man because he don't respect you, and he's thinking, "What? They beat me, you man? Bam, tackle, man. What? You hear me? When man backs off, and you know, man can hold you down, pin you. Hear me? If he touches right them times, then on that afternoon or what, that evening, there, boy, you can bring man into play or spin you and bang. And I'm not just talking about just one. Like, come on, man. Them big man there running at you, it's a whole different kettle of fish, bruv. Are you mad? Then some flimsy little fly dusting around, trying to flip and hop around the ball. Man's clapping that, damn! Well, that would be my mentality, flipping out the defender anyway. Do you get me? Now I have to go and pattern the thing a little bit different when it's the bigger man, you get what I'm saying? I'll have to kind of put their toe and win the ball. You get me? Not take out the man and win the ball and whatever and this, that and the other. You get me? Just win the ball. You get me? When it's them other man like Rashford and all that, man's taking out ball, grass, him, everything, cuz. Send him in the... Leon, truthfully, is Zinedine Zidane a fraud? Last question of part one. Next part is part two. Guess the parents, the first guess the parents on KV, Josh Warrigan. Yeah, I'm gonna break down a little and chop it up with him for a little half an hour. Last question of part one. Is Zinedine Zidane a fraud? And I would say fraudulent. Can't say you mad. More than a fraud. More than a fraud. Come on, he was talking about Bell. Now Bell's his best player. Now he has to pay Bell. He don't even know what he's doing, cunts. You know what I'm saying? Foolishness. Yeah, you was the man when you played, cunts, but on this management thing, you ain't really saying one. Get me? In beef with the players and all them things there, blah, blah, blah. As a player, you should know what's going on. I don't even like put it past Mourinho and them man there because them man, they weren't really no players. These man was players. Come across bad boys in the in squads and come on, man. They're arguing. That means you're getting told by a man above you to argue because you really shouldn't be flexing like that. That brother is a fraud, cuz simple. A complete and utter fraud. Fraudulent. Yeah, this is KV in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast ever.